朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
例如说，我们看第四节。
Let's look at stanza four.
他说他来就是你又来地。
It says his coming means that thou has come.
他的内住是你充盈，他代表你，他又是你。
And his indwelling is thine own, for thou and he are truly one.
第一节告诉我们说，主啊，你所有的一切工作，并非到了十架为止。你今人乃是人旧生活，从你另一形态表示，就是借着圣灵。
Stanza one, it says, in all thy work, O Lord, thou didst at Calvary cross once come to.
第六节他说我们认识他就是认识你，顺服他就是顺服你，我们被他衬透洋溢就是充满你的自己。
Stanza 6, by knowing him we know thyself, obeying him as thee obey, allowing him ourselves to fill, we are filled with thee, O wondrous way.
第七节，你今不是远在高天，不是一去就不复返，乃是仍旧在这世间，其哉并住在我心坎。
Verse 7, thou art not far away in heaven, leaving us here alone apart.
好，所以
说 But thou art still on earth, how great, thou livest right within my heart.
所有关于圣灵的启示和应许，没有一段圣经讲得像约翰福音这一段这么清楚。
There are no places in the Bible that talks about the promise and the revelation of the Holy Spirit more clear than this passage.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹把约翰福音14章到17章里面所有的圣灵方面的工作把它整理出来，你就晓得我们对圣灵该有的态度和经历了。
I encourage brothers and sisters to study about the promises and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then we will understand it more.
我们至少读一节好了啊。
Let's read one verse.
啊，不是读一段，就是约翰福音14章16节到17节。他说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。弟兄姊妹，没有一句关于圣灵方面的教导和启示能够像这一节这两节圣经这么集中这么重要。
There's no place else in the Bible that has the teaching about the Holy Spirit so concentrated and focused and important.
好，真的鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹都把它背起来哈。
I hope that all of us can memorize them.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，这位圣灵永远与我们同在。
This Holy Spirit will be with us forever.
而且他住在我们里面。
And he lives within us.
啊，我们能够认识他，我们能够来经历他。
And we can know and experience him.
这个保惠师主在这里一再的告诉我们他要来。
The Lord repeatedly said that this comforter will come.
他甚至告诉我们说如果我不去他就不来。
He even says that if I do not go, he will not come.
所以主说我去对你们是有益处的。
Therefore he says, it is good for you that I leave.
换句话说圣灵要做的工作远能够超过主耶稣自己在地上所能做的。
In other words, the Holy Spirit will do greater things,much greater than what Jesus could do on earth.
因为基督在地上他所有所做所行受到时间空间的限制。
Because when Jesus was on the earth, he was limited by space and time.
而当圣灵来的时候
But yet when Holy Spirit came,
他充满一切
and he could fill all things.
而且他住在每一个重生得救人的里面
and he can live in every single born again Christian.
所以为什么主耶稣说你们我所做的事你们也要做并且要做比这更大的事呢
That's why the Lord Jesus says, whatever I do, you will do an even greater things.
不是我们有什么了不起我们不可能做比基督更大的事。
It is not that we are so great that we can do greater things than Jesus.
乃是耶稣基督现在在圣灵里面住在每一个重生得救人的里面。
But yet Jesus Christ now lives in every born again Christian through the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵当初在耶稣基督一个人的里面。
The Holy Holy Spirit was abiding in Jesus alone at that time.
现在在每一个人重生得救人的里面。
And now he lives in every single born again Christian.
所以今天教会活不出更得胜，或者能够做更大的事，是因为我们不认识他，我们亏欠他。
And why church today cannot do greater things is because we do not know him.
所以我们年长的弟兄说，当初住在拉撒勒人耶稣里面的灵，今天住在我们每一个人的里面。
Elderly brothers have taught us that the Holy Spirit that used to dwell in Nazareth, Jesus now lives within us.
这个灵现在是叫做圣灵。
And that spirit is now called the Holy Spirit.
他经过了死，经过了复活，而且升天得了荣耀以后，耶稣基督的灵叫做圣灵。
And that is the spirit of Jesus Christ who went through death and resurrection and now come back. And that is called the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这真的是一件大事情哈。
And that is a great matter.
耶稣基督今天在我们每一个人的里面。
And now Jesus Christ lives in within every one of us.
成为我们的生命
and he has become our life,
成为我们得基业的凭据
and becomes the promise of our inheritance.
圣灵来要把我们带进一切属灵的实际里面
The Holy Spirit will lead us into all spiritual truth.
圣灵来为我们做见证，把基督耶稣这么清楚的见证在我们里面
And the Holy Spirit has come to testify to us the Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要很清楚、很清楚、很宝贝这件事情、
We really have to know this truth very clearly and cherish it.
这个圣灵重要到一个地步，宝贝到一个地步。主耶稣说：“我去对你们是有益处的。”
The Holy Spirit is so important, so precious that Jesus says, "It is good for you that I go."
因为我去，我若不去，他就不来。
Because he says, "If I don't go, he will not come."
所以弟兄姊妹啊，耶稣去了，圣灵也来了。
And now Jesus has gone, and Holy Spirit has come.
这是一件太值得欢迎的事情哈。
This is such, a matter worth celebrating.
而且是太大的事情。
It is so great.
听说有一次有一个教会的牧师他生病了没有办法来聚会讲道
It is said, one day a pastor at the church got sick and he couldn't come to preach
所以他们就临时请了附近另外一个教会的牧师来
So they asked another pastor from another church to come
那这个牧师呢 是讲道长的有名的没完没了的
And this pastor is famous for preaching long messages, long sermons
好像很long的样子了。
Very long message.
就是他那天来的时候呢，全教会就出现的人不到十个人。
So, when he came that day, only about less than 10 people show up at church.
就这个牧师讲完道下来的时候就很生气，就是叫教会的长老讲。
So after the pastor preached, he was very angry. He went to talk to the elder at the church.
他说：“难道我要来，你没有让弟兄姊妹知道吗？”
He says, "Didn't you inform everyone that I was coming to preach at your church?"
长老跟他说：“没有，但是消息还是走漏出去了。”
And the elder says, "I didn't tell anyone, but somehow they all get to know."
所以有一些人来是大家很怕的。
So some, for some people, people are afraid of their coming.
是很不欢迎的，是不敢让人家知道的。
And then, they're not welcome, so they try not to tell anyone.
但是我们在这里看见耶稣一再的强调，一再的强调，我若不去，保惠师就不来。我去对你们是有益处的，一直告诉我们有一个非常重要的要来。
But then here, Jesus kept repeatedly, telling us that.If I don't go, he will not come. There's one who's very important. He's coming.
而且圣灵来就是证明耶稣完全得胜。
And then the coming of the Holy Spirit proves the complete victory of Jesus.
你要知道，当耶稣死里复活升天的时候。
When Jesus resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven.
圣经上告诉我们，不仅仅他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
The Bible tells us not only that through death he has abolished and destroyed the one.
他胜过死亡，而且败坏了掌死权的魔鬼啊
！And he has overcome death and destroyed the devil.
而且在积极上面
，and even more positive.
圣经上告诉我们，他为我们赢得了超乎万民之上的名。
That he has won for us a name above all names.
这个名叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的都要向他屈膝，都要敬拜他。
And because of this name, every all who is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow to him.
所以为什么在14章到16章的讲论里面耶稣一再讲说你们要奉我的名祷告因为这个名再也不一样了。
That's why in this chapters 14 to 16, the Lord Jesus repeatedly said that you have to pray in my name because use this name will no longer be the same.
我们可以随便用这个名，但是撒旦怕这个名。
We can casually use this name, but Satan is afraid of this name.
所以一方面说呢，他为我们赢得的这个名。
So not only that he has won this precious name for us.
那我们靠着这个名祷告，无论求什么，父就垂听。
So that when we pray in this name, whatever we ask, the Father will answer.
另外一方面
，On the other hand，
就是他为我们赢得的圣灵。
He has won for us the Holy Spirit.
赢得了父神所应许的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit promised by the Father.
耶稣如果没有得胜的话，圣灵不会降下来。
If Jesus did not have the victory, Holy Spirit would not have come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天真是要为这件事情感谢神。
Therefore, we ought to thank God for this.
然后第三件事情。
And third thing.
在整个的劝慰里面，第三个重要的信息。
In this entire encouragement, the third message.
就是他留下了他所交付我们的使命。
That he has left us the commission.
那第一件事情很清楚的就是他叫我们要彼此相爱。
The first command is that we shall love one another.
尤其在他临别前的祷告，一直为我们祷告，叫我们可以合而为一。
Surely his last prayer, he prayed that we will be one.
我想我这个就不细节讲了哈。
I will not go into the details.
所以今天教会里面，我们第一件事情很重要的一个使命，神叫我们彼此相爱。
So the most important, number one important commission at church is that we ought to love one another.
他给了我们一条新的命令。
Because he has given us a new command.
要叫我们彼此相爱。
That we will love one another.
当世人看见我们彼此相爱。
And when the world see we love one another.
他们就知道我们是主的门徒。
And they will know that we are disciples of the Lord.
请大家注意哈，中文圣经翻成。这个世人看见我们有相爱的心，那是加上去的，那是要真正相爱，不能光有心而已。
So actually, the Lord says if we have to truly love one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意在主的面前接受这个使命
？Are we willing to receive this commission from the Lord?
你愿不愿意 make me a blessing 成为我们的祷告，让我成为祝福
？Are we willing to pray that Lord make me a blessing for others?
我们愿不愿意立的心志说，我要用我的微笑，用我的喜乐，在基督里的平安来服侍众人
？Are we willing to make the decision?That I will serve others with my heart, with my smile.
我们愿不愿意在主的面前立了一个心愿，我的嘴巴再也不去做说出伤害人的话。
Are we willing to make a decision that my mouth will never utter anything that will hurt anyone?
我们愿不愿意立的心志说，我只要来到教会，我一定要在教会里面跟所有接触的人，让他从我身上得到祝福。
Are we willing to make the resolution that whenever I come to church, I will be a blessing to anyone that I come encounter with?
我们不用做很大的事，你只要对每一个人。真正亲切的微笑问候都会不一样的。
We don't have to aim for greater things. If we just smile with a sincere heart, it will make a difference.
有一个在日本教会的姊妹，有一次来我们中间，完了以后，她跟我们讲，她很惊讶，我们中间的年轻人居然会打招呼。
Our sister who used to go to a Japanese church once visited us, and then later on, she says she was so surprised that the young people here would even greet her.
他们说，他们教会里面的年轻人不跟大人打招呼的。
Because young people at her church will not greet the adults.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们看见了没有？这就叫做见证。
Do you see? This is called a testimony.
神家里面一定要有爱，一定要有礼貌，一定要有真实的关切和关心。
So there has to be love to the genuine care in God's house.
这叫做神的儿女为主做见证。我们是属他的人。
That is called God's children. We have to testify for the Lord because we belong to Him.
第二件事情，他讲到我们要遵守他的命令。
And then the Lord told us to obey His commands.
最有名的一节经文就是14:21啊。
The most famous verse is verse 21 of chapter 14.
我们一起来背好不好
？Let's all try to memorize.
主说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。”
Anyone who has my commands and obeys, he is the one that loved me.Anyone who loves me will be loved by my Father, and we will appear to them.
而且约翰福音十五章那里讲到说，若有人遵守我的命令，就藏在我的里面。
And he also says, if anyone obeys my commands, he abides in me.
就藏在我的爱里面。
And he abides in my love.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当我们在这里遵守命令，是带着爱而遵守的时候。
So, whenever we obey his commands with love,
是为着爱他而遵守他。
For because we love him and we obey him,
你就会让这个顺服主的命令就不成为一件苦的事情了。
Then obeying his command will not be something so difficult to do.
当主不在其中
But then without the Lord being there,
当我们不是为着主
And if we do not do it for the Lord,
当没有爱的时候
And without love,
一个再小的要求我们心里都会不舒服的
Even the smallest command will cause us to feel uncomfortable.
当我们真正是为主
But then if we do it for the Lord,
当我们真正是在爱里面的时候
And we do it in love,
任何一件事情代价都不会太大的
Whatever the command is,The price will not be too high.
在你爱里面不计算的。
Because we do not calculate the cost in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望因为耶稣的爱，让我们都起来爱他。
And because of the Lord's love, let us all rise up to love Him.
我们愿意在最小的事情上来顺服他。
That we will obey Him in the smallest things.
所以这是他留下来的第二个很重要的使命。
And this is the second commission that He has given us.
他对我们说了这么多的话。
After He spoke so much to us.
人如果真爱他，就一定遵守他的命令，这是他说的。
Anyone who truly loves Him will obey His commands.
而任何人遵守他的命令，就证明他是爱神的人。
Anyone who obeys his commands proves that he loves the Lord.
而底下带下来的结果，神说，我主说，我也要爱他，要向他显现。
And the Lord says, I too will love him and will show myself to him.
你又怎么样羡慕主显现吗？
Do you long for the Lord to show himself to you?
羡慕常常有新鲜的爱浸透在主的爱中吗
？Do you long to be in God's love and then refreshed all the time?
刚才我们弟兄在擘饼祷告的时候，他说很多的时候我们在饼杯面前居然没有感觉了。
A brother just prayed that sometimes we lose the feeling before the table.
那是出问题了。
Something's wrong.
为我们死这么爱我们的主，我们在他面前已经没有感觉了。
If we don't have any feeling before the table and before the Lord who loves us and died for us,
弟兄姊妹，要让爱丰富的话。
If we want the love to abound,
要让主常向我们显现的话
we want the Lord to show us often.
一件很明显的事情就是顺服他
One thing that we must do is to obey.
第三件事情讲到我们提醒我们要常常住在他的里面，然后多结果子，荣耀神。
And the third thing the Lord reminds us is to abide in the Lord often and to bear many fruits to glorify God.
离了主，我们不能做什么
？Apart from the Lord, we cannot do anything.
但是他却说，如果我们常在他里面，他就常在我们里面，这人就多结果子，那是必然的事情。
But yet he promised that if we abide in him and he in us.We will bear many fruits, and that is a natural result.
我可不可以请问弟兄姊妹一个问题？我们每一个人都回答。
May I ask you a question? Everyone, please answer me.
不管大人、孩子、年轻人都回答。
Everyone, young and old, please answer me.
现在已经靠近年尾了。
It is close to the year end.
今年。
This year.
一整年。
The entire year.
你觉得你有什么果子可以归给神
？Do you have any fruit to be offered up to God?
稍微想一下
Think about it.
在旧约以色列的百姓圣经三次提到所有的男子代表自己的家一年三次到神的殿里面去朝见神
In the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that every male, three times a year, they have to go up to the temple to worship God, representing his family.
没有人可以空着手去的
And no one should appear empty-handed.
主特别挑了三个节日要他们去。
And the Lord picked three festivals for them to go.
一个是逾越节。
One is Passover.
那是出熟节。
And that is the feast for the first fruits.
因为三天之后死里复活讲到出熟，那是在跟出熟节靠近的。
So that is for the first fruits.
第二个节是五旬节，七七节之后。
And then the second festival is the Pentecost.
那个叫做收割节。
And it's a feast of a harvest.
第三个是七月十五号祝棚节。
And then the third day is the festival of tabernacle.
那个叫收藏节。
And then that is to store up.
他们所有的收获那时候开始收在仓里面收藏。
So at that time they were stored up their harvest in barns.
三个节日都跟收获发生关系。
So all these three festivals has things to do with gathering the harvest.
一年至少要三次去的。
So three times a year they go up to the temple.
而且没有一次去你可以空着手去的。
And then you cannot go empty-handed.
那弟兄姊妹，我们不要讲三次，我们今年就这么一次好了，就到年底了。
So let's not try three times, but once this year.
我们问一下，今年到底我有什么果子可以归给神
？So let me think. Let us think about it. This year, do we have any fruit to offer to God?
今年我的生命里面被主改变最大的是哪里？我可以归给他。
So what are the areas in my life that have been changed by the Lord the greatest? Maybe we can offer this to God.
今年在服侍主的事上，我到底有什么样子最长？ 最明显的进步是让我可以归给神。
Am I any making any progress or improvement in my services that I can offer this as a fruit to God?
哦，弟兄姊妹，要多结果子归给神。
We ought to bear more fruit to give and glorify God.
如果我们现在答不出来，我没有东西在今年可以归给神。
If we do not have any answer, we don't have any fruit to offer to God.
那我不晓得去年你有没有东西可以归给神。
Then how about last year?
如果去年没有，今年又没有，你很可能明年还是没有。
If we don't have anything this year, we don't have anything last year. Most likely, we might not have anything next year.
上个礼拜我们说过，所有人都要去见主，要跟主交账的。
Last week we talked about everyone would meet God one day and give account.
那请问我们那天怎么去见主
？So how am I gonna meet the Lord that day?
所以主耶稣说，你们若藏在我里面。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Abide in me."
我就藏在你们里面。
And then I will be in you.
这人就多结果子。
And this person will bear much fruit.
因为离了我，你们便不能做什么。
Because apart from me, you cannot do anything.
上后面说到，你们要多结果子。
And it says, "Bear much fruit."
叫父因此得荣耀。
So that the Father may be glorified.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣临走以前交托给我们的。
So this is the commission the Lord entrusted us before He left.
如果我们今年一年到现在没有果子。
If we do not have any fruit this year,
我们求神让我们今天就警醒，今天就悔改，今天就认错。
May the Lord help us to repent of this fruitlessness life.
让主还留给我们的日子不再糟蹋了。
So that we will no longer continue to waste our life.
因为我们没有一个人知道自己在地上有多久的。
Because none of us know how long we will remain on earth.
那我们到底带什么果子去见神
？So with what fruit we gonna go meet the Lord?
最后一个。
Lastly,
靠着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit,
借着祷告
and through prayers,
能够为主做更大的事。
That we will do greater things for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，这节圣经，我想，因为虽然时间快到了，我们读一下，因为太重要了。
This is so important. Let's read the scripture.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
我刚才上来以前，培明弟兄告诉我后面的钟坏掉了，因为他怕我照着后面的钟讲的话，我还剩下1小时20分钟。
Right before I came up to the podium, a brother James told me the clock didn't work in the back.
我们一起来看十四章十二节。
John chapter 14 verse 12.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。为什么我们能做更大的事？底下讲原因了，因为底下讲因为。因为什么
？Why is that we can do greater things?
因为我往父那里去。
Because I go to the Father.
因着他去。
Because he goes to the Father.
让我们居然有能力可以做比主更大的事。
So that we are enabled to do greater things.
为什么
？Why?
所以底下这两处的圣经非常重要。
So these two passages are very important.
底下十三节就接着说：“你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。”
That I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
You may ask in my name, and I will do it.
所以换句话说，我们能做更大的事，是因为他为我们赢得了这超乎万民之上的名。
So in other words, the reason that we can do greater things is because he has won for us this name above all names.
我们可以奉这个名赶出魔鬼的作为。
And in this name, we can cast out demons.
我们可以奉这个名向神祷告，求神成就他所要做的事。
And in this name, we can pray to God to accomplish what he wants to accomplish.
所以第一个原因是他为我们赢得了这个名。
So the first reason.Is that he has won for us this name.
而且我们要能够好好的做更大的事，我们就要靠着这个名常常祷告。
So if we want to do greater things, we have to pray often in this name.
第二件事情，接着十六节开始，我们刚才说的最重要的经文。
And then verse 16, the most important verse.
他去了。
He goes.
他把宝惠师送差遣来。
And then Holy Spirit is sent down.
我要求父，父就为你们另赐一位宝惠师。
I pray the Father, and He will give you another helper.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会在地上不要白占地图。
Therefore, let's not take our position in vain.
教会在地上不要天天唉声叹气，无可奈何。
And that we should not sigh in hopelessness.
我们的眼光，我们的心胸都不要这么狭窄，只做小事。
That our hearts and our eyesight be not so small, and we only do small things.
我们要靠着圣灵，借着祷告，要做大事。
Through the Holy Spirit and through prayers, we ought to do great things.
要做大工啊
！And to do great work.
我常常说，整个世界堕落的速度远远超过神家长进的速度。
I often say that the world is falling much faster than God's house is growing.
仇敌各样的破坏的工作远远超过神家正面的工作。
The enemy, the destruction of the enemy is much greater than the building up of God's house.
我们不能做什么。
We can't do anything.
主在走之前都告诉我们，你们不能做什么。
The Lord said us, to set it clearly before He left. You cannot do anything.
但是他把他的名赐给我们，叫我们可以祷告的。
But yet He has given us His name so that we can pray.
但是他把他自己的圣灵赐给我们。
And He has given us His Holy Spirit.
叫我们可以靠着他做更大的事情。
That through Him we can do greater things.
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us, brothers and sisters.
让我们在主的面前真的是要做大事。
So that we can do greater things before God.
Brother Ernest.这次 讲到的时候他说 I will never stop growing unless he is satisfied 我永远不会停止我的成长除非主满足弟兄姊妹我们希望我们结束的时候我们在主的面前我们都一起来认真面对我们新的一年
I hope that we face this coming year seriously before I end this message
新年特会就在眼前
New Year conference is at hand
我知道很多人家人想休息想出去度假
I know that many families want to take a break or take a vacation.
我们也能够了解，我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹这么做。
Yes, we understand and we encourage you to do so.
但是我们盼望，何等盼望弟兄姊妹在岁末联手交接的时候，我们把这段时间分别出来。
But yet, how we wish that we will set apart this time before the new year begins.
让我们在主的同在面前送走2011年。
That we will send off. The year 2011 in God's presence.
我们也从主的手中来接过2012年。
And we receive this new year 2012 from God's hands.
没有一个人能够知道2012年会不会是我个人人生中最后一年。
Not one of us will know if this coming year will be the last year of our life.
也没有一个人知道2012年主会不会回来。
And no one knows if the Lord will come back in year 2012.
主说他去，他要来接我们。
But yet the Lord says He goes and then He will come back again to receive us.
他留下了这么重要的信息给我们。
He has left us such important message.
他留下了这么重要的应许给我们。
And He left us such important promise.
他留下了这么神圣的使命给我们。
He has left us such important commission.
就让我们一起起来啊。
So let us all rise up.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心。就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。